It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and man, I'll tell you, when I go out and get a guest, I do get the best. And you know, I forgot one of my closest friends was a guy that I traded with, and I know for 1,000 years, and he's bringing out a new business and a new product and a whole new setup. But it's my friend Billy Kirsten. He's a trader. He now is the owner of iBoxZ. One of the latest new retailing websites. Mr. Kirsten, what's up, my brother?
Nothing much. Great. You know, it's great seeing you all the time, but it's great that, you know, that we finally have the opportunity about talking about this adventure that I've gotten into. You've been asking about for a long time now.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I go down to the floor. I used to see Billy on the floor all the time, but now I'm only a part-timer down there. He's a full-time trader, a smash and grabber, understands it, and it really kicks ass in the markets. But he knows that he's been bringing out these new jackets all the time because traders wear these jackets, and I kept seeing these purple iBox jackets. I kept going, Billy, what the hell, what's going on here? So, Billy, tell us, what is iBox? What's going on with that?
iBox is a new way of shopping online. It's an online retail and marketing company. So what we do is we have a catalog of over 10,000 products. So when people want to shop, it gives them the opportunity. Every time you shop, you actually have a chance to win everything you're shopping for. So instead of just going to those original, boring old websites you normally go to and buy something and they send it to you, every time you buy something at iBox, you actually have a chance to win it at no additional cost. So it's a no-brainer.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So it sounds to me like you've grabbed on. And knowing and before we get to that part, my boy, Mr. Kirsten, was an all-state running back and had a chance to go all the way until, unfortunately, a leg injury. You missed that? You missed football, big boy?
No, because luckily for me, I have a son right now who's very involved in it. I could, like people say, they don't want to live their life through their son. I'd be the first one to confess I'm living my life through my son.
Well, hey, listen, your daughter could have been, you're my daughters could have been college softball players, but they decided they didn't want to play anymore either. So there you have it. So we have to get it when we can. So now you bring this site up, and it seems to me you've kind of combined shopping and fantasy sports together, and you kind of have a little play. So explain to my listeners, how does that work?
So what happens is you would go to iBox, just like you would go to any other site, and you would search for an item. And as you're searching for an item, you would put it into your shopping cart, and at any other site, you would just pay for it, and they would send it to you. That same exact thing happens at iBox. At iBox, you have three different choices. At iBox, you have the chance where you can just play for an item, or you have a chance to just purchase it on the regular boring online site, or you have a chance to purchase it and play for it. So the really neat thing about iBox is that if you went to Amazon, you bought a camera and it cost $200, they would just send it to you. At iBox, you're still paying that $200, but the difference is you get entered to an iBox fantasy square pool, and you put your name in the game board. It's like a traditional square pool, but it's done differently with the scoring system by fantasy sports. So there's much more of a chance for everyone has better numbers, and the scoring numbers change over again. But if you win, you would get that prize or that item or whatever items you have in your cart, multiple items, for the price that you paid for the box. And if you don't win, you're receiving the service of being able to use that billboard as an advertising space for your business or promote yourself. And you also receive whatever the amount of money you put into your box, you receive back as credit. So you never, ever pay more than the price of the product, ever.
So you're basically getting a free shot to win all your stuff. And you do put up money to do that, but you get the money credited back to you if you don't win. Would that be correct?
That's correct. So what happens is if an item costs $200, let's say you wanted to get that camera that costs $200, in the game board is $5, we actually take that $5 price off the price of your item, make it $195. And the $5 now goes into the game board where you could use that as advertising space to to promote or market your business. So you're still paying the $200 if you want, just like you would if you went to Amazon. You're actually paying more for the item now, though, but you're also receiving a service from iBox where you can promote yourself. So the price never actually changes. The only difference is you're receiving a service and you have the opportunity to win. And plus, we also give you that $5 back, so you can use that and you can start bundling that money. So if you ever make a purchase, another purchase down the road, that money can be used going towards other purchases down the road. So it's like, you know, it's like a savings also. It's kind of what Walgreens does also with their stuff. It's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. So how'd you come up with this idea, young man?
Well, came up the idea, you know, years ago, just with being on the trading floor and seeing how these people would play square pools for items and for money and different opportunities. But then what happened was, so square pool is illegal because it's a game of chance. So, you know, when fantasy sports came out with DraftKings and FanDuel, in 48 out of 50 states recognized fantasy sports as a game of skill, I've taken some ideas from them with their fantasy sports system and turned it into my own fantasy sports scoring system, where now it's become a game of skill. You get the chance to choose the numbers beforehand in the boxes. So, you know, if you do your research and take a look at what you're doing, you can actually really get close to really being able to score. But it's like anything, nothing's perfect.
Well, no, I mean, you know, but again, iBox is perfect because either way, you don't pay more and you're not, you have no outlay of risk. You're buying your item, which you were going to buy anyway. And if you choose to play the game of chance, you get that money back later regardless. So you're not paying any more for that item anyways. That is correct, right?
That is correct. And the money you get back, it goes back into your account and it never expires. So it'll be sitting there forever. And another cool thing is that you could actually just play for it. Right? Listen, you know, those people before said, like, I had a girl who's a friend of mine who wanted to get a Louis Vuitton purse. And what she did is her fiance at the time would not let her buy the purse because it was too expensive. So what happened was she went out and tried to play to win the purse, and it cost her $10 to participate, try to play. Well, she ended up losing. So what happens, the $10 that she put in the game to play, we gave her the $10 back into her credit card. She ended up going out buying the Marc Jacobs bag for $250, but the bag was $250, it's now $240. So she got the $10 off the bag. It didn't cost anything, but she had the opportunity to win.
So you're saying that I can come on and just play and actually basically either win something or I can build up money into my account if I'm not winning?
Right, right. And then as you build up money in your accounts, you start building up credit. And as you purchase items, as you put checkout, the credit will show up and it'll say, hey, Mr. Horowitz, you're buying this item right here for $720. You actually have $70 in your credit. Would you want to take this credit and use it towards your purchase? And you would click the box and your item for $720 now costs $650.
Now, nobody calls me Mr. Horowitz, or he calls me Bubba. I mean,
that's just the computer talking.
I mean, but you know, I mean, you better program a computer right now. I mean, it's a really cool site, and I was goofing around playing with it a little bit, and I know that it's going to be successful. But, you know, I want to talk more to you about that, Billy, and I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the overall markets as well. But we are coming up to a break. I'm visiting with my friend, my man, and a very, very generous guy and someone I hope you try to do some business with, Billy Kirsten from iBox, as well as a professional floor trader for, I think, 100 years. But anyways.
27 years, yeah.
Yep. We're going to step out here for a break. Make sure when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge, which you know is now hosted by Xander. We will be back after the break, as you can check out all the things that Billy's got to offer over at iBox. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back after the break with more from Mr. Billy Kirsten. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. John Bubba Horowitz, and I got my guy, Billy Kirstie. iBox, it's iBox.com, correct, sir? Or iBox?
Yeah, iBox.com. So it's really, yeah, it's pronounced, it has a Z at the end, but the Z is silent. So it's just really like the I and a box, iBox.
And it's two X's, right? So it's more than,
it's, yeah, it's actually spelled IBOXXG.
So it's more than just a box. You got extras there. See, this is what you get when you deal with a guy like Billy Kirstie, you get extra because he's the guy. Well, yeah, listen, you know, All-State running back, Deerfield High School, state champion. You know, I mean, listen, I got the best. So, you know, we all like to play fantasy sports. I mean, I play it. I think it's great. So tell us a little bit more about how the system or the fantasy sports part works of it.
Okay, so like for instance, if you were to, if the game, if you were to participate in the game board and you're trying to defend, you are trying to win a tablet of some sort, and there's 99 other people on the game board. And the really unique thing about the site is that everyone in the game board is all trying to win whatever they are playing for. Not what we're offering. You get to choose. So there's 100 people participating for 100 different items in the same price range. And what happens is, if you were normally participating in a football game board and you have the numbers 5 and 2, legitimately you're pretty much out of the chance, because the chance of the opportunity of the score ended up on 5 and 2, you're done. How often you see a score of 25 or 15 or, you know? So what happens is, in our scoring system, we actually do a scoring system where a certain amount of yards rushed per game, a pass per game, and touchdowns, and different categories will allow the score to change as much as possible to give everybody, all 100 people, the same opportunity to win. And the best part about that football scoring system is you can do your research. So you do in fantasy sports. You know who the teams are playing. You know what their averages are for the game. And you can come up with a pretty good conclusion of where there's a chance the score could fall.
Oh, and right out of a trader's mouth, the odds and percentages. So let's talk a little bit of trading for a minute. So
okay,
yeah, you're down there on the floor every day. I mean, you're an S&P trader. And one of the best traders in the pit, been down there for 27 years, and you continue to go down there and grind out, even though the floor itself sucks and there's not much to do anymore, right?
Right.
But you're still down there. Now, can you explain? You know, a lot of people don't understand what a market maker really does. I mean, it's not, you know, you're just not firing up, buying and selling. You're actually making a market, creating a position for yourself. But can you kind of give a general explanation, like what you do, what's a typical day on a busy day, not when you're sleeping, but on a busy day, what does a floor trader or a market maker do?
Well, what a floor trader pretty much does, we pretty much take away about what 99% of people in the world do now, is that they have an indication of where they think the market's going to do. When I come into the day, I don't really care if the market goes up or if the market really goes down. My job as a floor trader is really to hedge the other side of whatever the business is coming in the market. So what I do is I kind of either watch the cash market and know where the cash market is, or the S&P E-minis, and that pretty much dictates my market. So my job is really to be a market maker, where when people actually trade the futures markets, they have the ability to lay their positions off in the position in the market with me, for the very best competitive prices, just like iBox is, and I take the risk of taking the upside of the trade and work my way out of these trades. Hopefully for a winner, sometimes you get beat up pretty good with some extra volume falling behind it.
No, of course, and we know that. Now you're neither a buyer nor a seller. You're just trading against. You're trading the opposite side of the paper that's flowing into the pit, which is the orders that are flowing into the pit. Is that correct?
Right. So if most of the pit has become of a sell, and people start selling the market like crazy, I'm the guy who's on the other side pretty much saying, you know what, whatever you want to get rid of, I'm going to take.
And you're buying it. And, of course, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, and this all kind of relates to your business, which is obviously how you came up with this great idea for iBox, but most people don't understand that, you know, you're not just going to sit there. You'll make one market, and then depending on how much size comes in, let's say it's a sell order, and you're, let's say, five bid, and then if they keep selling you, you're going to go to four bid, three bid. You're going to keep moving down because you have to also keep ahead of the paper. Would that be correct?
That's exactly right. I'm looking specifically to try to help the trader on the other side of the trade get out of this trade, get them the very best market. So if he hits me on the trade, I'm just not going to run away from him and leave him out to dry. I'm going to continue to make markets for him all the way down with the market, whether it's going up or down, so he can execute his other opposite side of his trade and where he feels he can come into our market and feel comfortable participating in the S&P 500.
And that's one of the problems I got. I don't want to bitch to you, but you know, one of the problems I have with where we're going in this business, Bill, is that, you know, when you have computers, you don't have people that are going to stand good. And my computer's down. I can't make a market anymore. Whereas you're in the pit, and listen, I'm right behind you, right? When I'm doing Fox, I'm standing right next to you, and I can hear you yelling in my ear. You're making a market before anybody knows what the market's going to be. And and those are two-sided markets that you're going to stand by. But, you know, the new technology does not really allow for that. And I think that's more of a detriment to the retail trader than the fast that what we talk now about the computerized trading. What do you think?
I see. I agree 100%. I'm constantly making the market all day long. I'm constantly told by the guys who call the trades in is that they almost don't like me being there all the time because I'm constantly making a two-sided market. So if someone comes in, they have the opportunity to, you know, be on both sides of the trade, and they always know where the market's at all times. When you're watching, the computerized trade, you know, there's numbers up there, but you really don't know if it's really there. You know, a lot of it has been known to be, it's just, you know, phantom trades. And as orders enter those computer markets, they disappear. But when you have, you know, people personally going in there and bidding and offering in live markets, you know, it's there. When I'm there, when I bid, I offer it, I'm there. And whether it's good or bad, you know, I take the trade, and sometimes you take your lumps. But, you know, it's been my job for 26 years now and 27 years now, and that's what I do for a living.
Well, you take your business and your market seriously. I mean, you do what you're supposed to do. I mean, a true market maker is a market maker's job is only to provide liquidity to the public trading or the public paper, and that's what you're doing. You're providing a market. Now, you do get a slight, well, I don't know how much of an edge we get anymore, but we did get a slight edge on the bid offer spread, which we were always selling the offer or buying the bid, but of course, a lot of that's gone away as well. But I think overall, we were there always, and the nice thing about real people trading is that we don't go down. There's always liquidity when there's more than just a computer run. What do you think?
Exactly. Well, you know, I don't know if I could say swear on the line, but when the crap hits the fan, you know, we're still standing there. And there's been times that these markets have gone down, the computer system's gone down. And I understand these people who trade from offense, you use to push a button. But if you're essentially really looking at what's best for your customer, you know, you're better off trading the futures because the futures market is actually more competitive. It doesn't look more competitive, but it's actually much more competitive because we're doing the work for you, giving the very best prices, and we're pretty much laying the prices off and taking the risk that you'd be taking just by pushing the button. And when they push, as soon as they push that button, one thing is for sure, those high frequency algorithmics actually know what you're doing before it actually hits the server.
Yeah, and that's really important to understand. And this is what Billy's saying here is that computers, although obviously it's the way of the world, but they do go down. And there's been a number of times over the last few years where there's been markets that are only, like the Nasdaq went down. It's only run by a computer. Well, they couldn't trade. Whereas when you have real live bodies like a Billy Kirstein in there, you'll get a market. It may not always be a great market, but it'll always be what the market is. It based on. Again, everything they do is based on order flow, kind of like your games at iBox, right? You set up the game, and you fill the board, right? And then after the board, you run the game. And now, when do those games run, Billy?
Well, right now they're pretty much running like one or two days right now, but we haven't pushed out to the market yet. We're going to push them out to the market on July 30th. So there's going to be a huge influx. You know, hundreds of thousands of emails signed up for the site, ready to receive their emails to say that we are doing our full-out launch. So it's going to be exciting once the people really know that we're really there and get an opportunity to go shop, you know, in a way that no one's ever shopped before.
No, I agree. I'm excited. I've played with the site, and I've been on, and I'm playing the games, and, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get it ready because I know that, you know, one of the things that we will see here is this is a whole brand new way of shopping, and you know what? It's kind of, you know, shopping used to be, you know, when you had to go to the mall, you had some fun because you made a day out of it. Now, you know, you just do it online. There's no day. But we're going to talk more about this when we come back with Mr. Billy Kirstein from iBox, iBox.com. It's iboxx.com.
Make sure, at the IBO XXZ.
Sorry, IB. India Bravo Oscar X-ray Zulu.com. Make sure you go check it out. We're going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download. And we are now just past 230,000 downloads a month. We're trying to get to 300. I need your help. Make sure you check it out. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. got Billy Kirstein, professional trader, professional businessman, almost a professional coach, because actually Billy was once a coach for my daughter's team. Actually, she mooched her way on because Billy was buying good stuff for all the girls and making sure they had the right equipment. So she mooched her way now. And he's always very involved in the community. And a guy, this is the guy that you want to do business with just because of his overall philanthropy attitude and how good he is in his own community, plus other communities helping really a lot of kids over time get through some tough times. And that's always one of the great things about you, Billy, is you're always there to really take care of it, and you're really active in the community. So I can respect that, and that even makes it more important at the business that you're running. So we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So Billy, now we got the iBox. So if we do the game, I want to go back to the game, because let's say it's, you know, I want to play all week, so I'm trying to win. I don't know, maybe I got to win that Canon camera, right? And I'm gonna keep playing for it. So every day, I'm gonna maybe charge, you know, maybe $10 or whatever it is, and get my squares going and get in. But in the meantime, I've already bought my camera, or maybe I didn't buy it. Let's say I bought it, but now I'm trying to win it for free. But I've already paid for it, so now I'm spending, you know, money and money and money trying to win this contest, which is going to come back to me in the form of a credit if I don't win. So let's say I spend $110 trying to win this. So now when I go back to buy something at iBox again, I've got that $110 credit waiting for me, which will come off my next purchase.
Yeah, so when you go, so what happens is that $100 credit you have in your credit, because it's really just a credit. It's not something you've earned. It's really us just saying, hey, thanks for shopping with iBox. The more you shop with iBox, the better opportunities we give us to lower our prices even more for you when you purchase an item. So you can never use the money to go participate in the game board. But if you just go to the site and just purchase like a regular checkout, like you say, you know what, I'm going to go buy a tent because my kid wants to go camping, and you go buy a tent. What happens is the algorithm automatically reads and says, hey, you know what, this tent that actually costs $500, iBox is actually, it knows our cost of what we're buying it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take whatever credit we can give you, and we're not even looking to make money on the thing. We're just saying, what can we do to give these people the very best shopping price? So if we can give you $100 off that price, and you have $100, $110 worth of credit, we're going to say, Mr. Bob Horowitz, you have $110 of credit. You could actually use $100 of the $110 credit towards this full this item. You know, so the ultimate automated reads will work buying the product at where everyone else is selling the product at on the website. And, you know, we're not always the best price, but we're always very competitive. We've been the very best. We've been better than Amazon, but Amazon's been better than us. You know, these prices change. You know, we try to do a check our pricing as much as possible. You know, and eventually we have an algorithm right now. It's going to be checking our prices every 45 minutes. But that is not, you know, intact yet. But we are very competitive. So it's, you know, if you like, you know, if you like competitive price and like the opportunity, just always try to win. Like, you could have multiple items actually in your cart. You could actually buy that camera, buy that tripod, buy a new lens, and buy some film. And when you check out, you have a chance to win everything in your cart. Not just the camera, everything you shop in your cart.
Wow. So, you know, you're running this now. Obviously, you've got all, I've seen brand name. You got Gucci, and you've got Canon, a couple of the brands that I've seen. Now, how does the shipping and all of that stuff work?
Well, we have resale agreements with, you know, lots of corporations, you know, from Amazon to Lowe's to Kohl's to Home Depot to all these major corporations. So, we, you know, a lot of all our stuff's in their catalog. We try to leave the pricing almost exactly the same as them and try to keep up with their pricing. And what happens is if you purchase something from iBox and you want it next day, and we have to buy it from Amazon, we're going to have Amazon directly ship it to you right away. So you'll be receiving from Amazon. But if you, for instance, if you don't care if the item is shipped in 4 to 5 days, it'll be coming from the iBox warehouse, and you'll receive it, you know, with all the iBox, you know, information on it. Returns and refunds are all basically done like any other site. You know, you return within 30 days with no, you know, as long as all the everything is intact and things aren't missing and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But otherwise, our returns and refund policies are exact same as you would find anywhere else.
And how big are you going to grow this? What are the iBox, iboxxz.com? What are you guys looking to be? Are you looking to be the next Amazon? Are you looking to be bigger than Amazon? What is your end game here, Billy?
Well, my end game here is I think we have the ability is, you know, to say we could just be a little bit of Amazon, it'd be great. But truth of the matter is, and Amazon's a phenomenal company. It's a great model. But my job is to make money. And Amazon really became profitable in 2013. And they branded themselves in a way that every time you shop at Amazon, you're going to get the very, very best price. And they were willing to lose money. And, you know, and over that period of time, they lost a lot of money, but they grew a huge brand. It became a 60-some billion, $80 billion company, which is phenomenal. The difference is Amazon is now starting to say, you know what, we're actually going to start making money also. So all the competitive pricing that they're going to use to see at Amazon is going to start to come up a little bit now, because they felt that they built such a brand name that they don't have to sell themselves on the best pricing, because people are already in their mind intact to say, I'm just going to Amazon shopping at Amazon. So the price competitiveness will be much closer and much better. And I believe that this company is going to be in the billions of dollars, because we've changed shopping in a way that no one else has the ability to do it. You know, we have the patent pending on it, hoping to get the patent. And, you know, with fantasy sports and said the ability to do what we can do, it's a no-brainer. There's no reason you'd shop anywhere but iBox.
Oh, no, I agree. And so how do you, iBox, go about securing new vendors to supply product to your customers?
Well, the new vendors love working with us, because the reason they love working with us is because, you know, their whole job is that they want a new product. You know, they're in the business of selling items, moving as much product as possible, and be able to receive rebates back from the vendors they are using, or, you know, which gives them a better opportunity to sell as much stuff, and they're making money. You know, they're not making so much money when we're selling on them, because what happens is we're pushing tons of product for them. But the whole idea is about turnover. It's like having a restaurant. You know, the faster I get these people and get them turned over, the many people, the better I am. And so, you know, everyone kind of washing each other's hands. You know, if someone wanted to sell product for me from iBox and they're buying it from me, I don't care whether they're buying it from me. As long as I'm selling the product, it doesn't matter where it goes to me. You know what I'm saying?
You know, well, listen, the more volume you can go through, the more you can make, and the more a manufacturer can turn over goods, the faster they can pay their bills. I mean, this goes into the whole, you know, this, see, everything kind of relates back to trading, because everything comes back to a price discovery model and volume. I mean, so when you look, so you're going to continue to grow and bring in more, and obviously you've got a distribution center, and you want to obviously grow to more distribution centers as well. What's your like short-term goals here for iBox? You know, obviously, because you're looking to push out product, not always at high profit margins, but to keep pushing out, because again, what we talk about is the amount of product moving is just as important sometimes, especially when you're starting out, as the profit margin. So what's your goals looking out that way?
Well, our goal right now is really to continue to grow the company. We have three phases of iBox really set up, and phase one is complete. Phase two and three is really what's going to make us jump into the next categories, where from different online shopping sites, there's a social media aspect to it that we can plug Facebook, Twitter, and like YouTube into our system, where it's going to become much more collaborative and people will be able to speak and communicate all the buying and all the selling that they're doing, and they're also going to be able to sell their own stuff. And only at iBox, for sure, only at iBox, is the only place where if you bought something a year ago or 2 years ago that you'll be able to sell, you have to get rid of it, you'll still be able to sell pretty much at the same exact price as anywhere else. eBay will not even be able to compare to it.
Wow, that's
yeah, and that hasn't come out. I can't share that with you yet.
I know, but you gotta keep me.
That right there is going to be the game breaker.
Yeah, you are a game breaker. That's listen. I told everybody, all state running back would have played Division I. Would have had a chance to go to the pros, but unfortunately, always had that bad old injuries. And when this old man played, they didn't have all these fancy surgeries that he got today. Right. I mean, you know, they didn't take care of you. You know what they did to our guys, Gale Sears and Dick Butkus? They'd have never been in such bad shape if we had the surgeries we have today. I mean, they'd have still been playing. So,
right.
You know, so Billy, when you look together and we're putting together this whole thing, and you get this great idea, and there's things you can't tell me yet. I get it, but how does the advertising aspect work for me? What makes that work?
The advertising aspect works is that when you go to the billboard, there's 100 billboards in there. And those 100 billboards are in an old square pool. It'd be a place where Preston will just put their name in to show that they have ownership of it so they know what their game prices are and what their prices are on the game board. But the big difference to our site is when you go there, you're going to be able to put your business, a video, you're going to be able to put your name, links to your company. So when people go to the game board and want to play and they want to shop, you're going to be visible to everyone that comes on the site. And if they click on it, they'll be able to read about your business, where you're located, and have a link to go directly to your business.
Okay, so I'm going to get more about this when we come back from the break. We are with iBox owner, CEO, general partner, whatever you want to call him, Billy Kirsten, and it's iBox, iBoxx.com.
Yep.
The latest shopping experience that you can get, and the best, because you get to mix a little bit of gambling with a little bit of fun, and you have no risk. There's no better than that. Billy, we're going to come back to you right after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, you download it every day, as well as The Sporting Edge, which is now being hosted by Xander, although I am a guest star there. But make sure you check them out and download the episodes every day. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back after the break with more from Billy.
I was proud.
Welcome
after
back.
10,000 beers and 28 years,
now professional retailer, now inventor, Billy Kirsten, my friend, my man. And so, Billy, you know, you've got this whole thing advertising. So, you know, how does it? How do I get the people to look at it, or do I put something in the box? I mean, it sounds pretty exciting to me that I can kind of get some free advertising, and I know whatever you do is going to be a huge success. There's going to be a lot of people looking at those. So how do I drag them in to come to my site?
You broke up there for some reason. I don't know what happened there. I heard something about
it. No problem. I want to make sure that, you know, now that you've launched, you know, you launched, the big launch went out Saturday, and uh-huh. Now I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be playing on the site, and I'm going to kind of advertise myself. So how do I get people to act and push my button? Do you let them know that I'm advertising with you through that thing?
So, yeah. So what happens was when you come to the site and they go to participate in the game board, they're going to see open boxes that have not been filled yet, but all the other boxes. And as they scroll their arrow over the boxes, they're going to have the box. Those arrows will automatically pop up, and it'll show visualization of, you know, things. So if you have good advertising, you have a good image or something good, what people will want to click on. It's almost like going to a newspaper and seeing something, oh, that draws my attention. Then that will draw them in to look at your stuff, and they'll automatically pop up automatically. Plus, we're going to be building a news feed. So when you're on the site, whoever's playing the game board at the time, in their shopping, their news feeds will constantly be showing their businesses on the site.
How about, so, you know, scroll some box scores there too, so I can follow my fantasy team as well?
yes, for sure. That is for sure.
So now, tell everybody. Now, this is a startup. This is something you thought of quite a while ago. I mean, the purple jacket showed up about a year ago, I think.
Right.
And I want to know how you're marketing it. How did you prepare everything? How'd you get ready to go? And what comes next?
Well, pretty much how we did is when the model was built, and I went out and found the very best programmers around, because the site is so sophisticated with the algorithms that could be being able to keep up with the site and all the scoring system, because it's our own scoring system. And what we pretty much did is at that point is that once we built phase one, where we have all the shopping and everything done, we know this world is really taking a different leap with all these different social media sites, from the Twitter to the Facebook to the Instagrams and everything, LinkedIn. So we said to ourselves, how can we build our business that we already have and just bring the marketing and strategy where people, when they shop here, they also have the ability to promote and market themselves? Because I don't know, if you go on Instagram, you go on Twitter, you're going to see that people are always trying to do anything to get people to follow. And what we've done is by doing this, we give them the opportunity, so people will have the opportunity to follow them straight from our page. So the service that we're bringing them is just going to take it to a new level, you know, in a different manner.
Now, do you have are you guys on Twitter?
Yes, we're on Twitter. You know, we're ibox.com or ibox at Twitter.
Mean,
we have a Facebook page.
At ibox, would that be your Twitter handle?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then now, are you going to like tweet out any deals or anything? Is any of that planned in the future?
Yes. Well, we do a lot of tweeting on Twitter. We just actually started a promo on July 30th. So it's already going on right now that when you go to iBox, you're going to have the opportunity. It's really a way of educating people how to play the game. That when you go to the game, you go to a game board, you can choose between one of six items, play for free, have a chance to win things. From headphones to tents to bags, to a whole bunch of different things. Just go there and participate and just play the game for fun. And we have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We do a lot of live videos and live different things on Facebook, which is really cool. You know, we're also really into doing our own shooting of videos and commercials. So it's really neat.
All right. So what is your Twitter handle? Is at iBox, IBOXXZ. And how do you get to your Facebook page?
Facebook page is the same as I think. It's IBOXXZ.
Okay. So
go there and like our page, and you'll get feeds all day long and different deals and different games, you know.
Yeah, well, we love deals here. At the Bubba Show and Bubba Trading, we love deals because, of course, we know that, you know, market makers are very sharp, and you're sharp, and you've brought together – a couple of great ideas that's going to really revolutionize the shopping industry. So, and you're who's helping you with this? Who's your crew for this?
Who's my what?
Who's your crew? Who's helping you push this stuff along and become into that next growing level you're going to get there?
Well, we have about three guys that work for us in the office right now that are programmers, and I have a group of programmers between six guys out of California, excuse me, out of Florida that work. And, you know, the way these crews are all split up, you know, there's always a 24-hour crew going all day long. And, you know, right now we're actually getting ready to go out and do some money raise, and we have a lot of people actually calling us. It's so funny because we've been getting phone calls for the last 3 or 4 months. It's just a little bit of advertising that we do at the exchange, and I've been standing next to you with my jacket on. And we have people constantly contacting us and saying, you know, we've been to the site and we love it, and you know, how can we invest in it? So, you know, we're kind of at that stage right now where we're getting ready to make a big jump for some big money. So, and got a lot of people interested in it, so it's great.
Well, I mean, what's not to love about that? Look, you know, what do Americans like to do? They like to shop. But if you add what you've done and add a little bit of a twist to the shopping, okay, then you know it can make it more exciting. Again, you know, I compare it to the, you know, the old trip to the mall. You know, when we were kids, you went to Northbrook Court. That was a big outing, right?
Yes, go to the court and look through the windows and try to get things that even to this day, people look through the windows all the time and say, "Hey, you know what? I can never afford that. Or I can't get that." But the really cool thing about iBox, you could always play for something. You don't have to purchase it. You could play for something you can't normally afford and have a chance to win it.
Now,
if you can lose, you get that money right back in your credit, and you could use that money for a future purchase.
That's right. You can't lose because all you're doing is you're saving money for a later purchase. So you can play to your heart's content. Right, so Billy,
right.
as we get ready to close here, and iBox, it's at iBox on Twitter, iBox with a Z at the end .com, iboxxz.com. But just, I know you don't make opinions on markets, but what do you think of the overall economy from your opinion? I mean, you're a guy who's in, we live in a nice community, and we know that a lot of people are struggling. What's your overtake of the economy?
I think the economy's been struggling. I think the economy's been struggling ever since President Obama's been in office. I think the markets and the financials are being overrun. They're not being governed. I think they're trying to control it more ever since they had the mortgage phase that happened. I think they kind of say, you know, we don't have what they have with our markets. And what they've done is they pretty much monopolized it. They have a group of people taking the opposite sides of the trades, financially penny pinch everybody to death. And it's taken pretty much everyone out of the economy. Before, you know, I know since 2008, 88,000 accounts have closed over the years. The people who used to be traders or doctors or lawyers, and on a down day, they can go and trade the market just for fun, just to participate in the economy because they felt great trading the American economy. The people no longer want to participate in the market because they don't feel like they're getting a fair shake and the right pricing. And when they do something, and when the market doesn't do nothing all day and also starts actively moving against you because they see your order entry, you know, people don't feel right. And it's really become a system where anything you do, they know the systems know what's going on. It's not really fair.
And that's what iBox is going to be. So tell us, you got 30 seconds to pump up iBox. Go for it.
iBox is the most unique online shopping experience I could have. iBox from, you know, difference from the 1960s to 2016, we are taking it to a whole new level. Amazon jumped it from, you know, boutique stores to online stores, and iBox is taking that same exact online thing and making it even better. Adding social media, marketing, advertising, to give everyone the best pricing, the greatest opportunity to get what they want.
That was good, and that's our guy, Billy Kirsten, professional trader, now in the retail business. And again, the site is awesome. I urge you to check it out, iBox, iboxxz.com. Check it out, take a look at it, and let me know what you think. We're always here to talk about it, and of course, Billy will be happy to come back and answer any questions. Billy Kirsten, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the Bob Horowitz Show for letting us come on and give us a chance to talk about our company.
That's great. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure if you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm. Until tomorrow, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thank you for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried.